You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen to this note that we got from Liz. She goes, you were talking about car accidents the other day. I wanted to tell you I'm in a rental car right now while my car is in the shop. I was at an intersection, dropped my phone down between the seat. When I lunged to grab it, you know that thing when you drop your phone or you drop anything and you know it's going down into that no man's land between the seat and the little...
You go for it.
Yeah, he's like, ah! When I lunged to grab it, I accidentally hit the gas, slammed into the guy in front of me.
Yes.
She goes, he was cool about it, but I'm out my $1,000 deductible.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You know, when you do something stupid, thank you, Liz, by the way, for writing it. When you do something stupid in your car that ends up costing you money, I mean, the classic story on this show is me during a freaking ice storm in 2004 getting a hankering for toast. It was late in the evening, and I was like, I want toast. Mm-hmm. I'm all out of bread. I'm going to go to the store. In a damned ice storm, I went to the store to get bread.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, my 4Runner was sideways, and I went over a fire hydrant, and it just lodged on top of the fire hydrant. And it was like out of a cartoon where the water is, you know, gushing up in the air, only I was lodged on top of it, so it's coming up through the floorboard of my 4Runner.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got to tell you, when the fire department showed up, they were not happy because it was a miserable night with with ice and sleet. And they just look at this bozo whose car is high-centered over a fire hydrant. And I heard about it for years from listeners about Dom and the fire hydrant.
The toast
that was my
incident.
Last accident. It was almost 20 years ago.
That's
the
good.
Last accident I've been in. And it was a doozy because it was so stupid.
Yeah, man.
Stupid.
Hey, but you got a hankering for something. You got to go for it.
Hey, man, when you want toast.
You go.
You got to get it.
Get yourself some bread.
So our question this morning for the segment is, what is the stupidest way you damaged your car? We don't want just normal fender benders, you know. What was something stupid you were doing and it cost you your deductible or total to your car or something?
Mine was a couple years ago when I was driving an F-250 at the time, you know, because I have an incredibly small peepee ding ding. And I was backing into the side of my house and I was doing that thing where I had the door open just a little bit and I'm looking back. Mm-hmm. And as I'm backing up, the door hooked my neighbor's fence post that was right there, but I kept backing up still. So it essentially took my door and bent it all the way around the opposite direction. So the door was like touching the front fender, you know, completely the opposite direction. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
Well, you know, the beauty of that is like the fire hydrant, this was a story that we didn't let you forget for a long time.
No, and it's like I just kept going for some reason. It like the shock of whoa, 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 what's happening? You still just hit the gas and keep going and bend that baby all the way around. What a moron.
And I think the best stupid stories of how you damage your car are the ones that your friends don't ever let you forget.
As they should, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jerry, remember that time you couldn't back up?
Remember you were backing?
you ever see Jeremy get into a car and he's like, even just backing out of a parking space, everyone yells like, be careful, careful!
Get out of the way! Did you see that? It's a video, but I do have some audio of it this morning. It was this guy named Lane. I guess he crashed his car and flipped it onto its side. I don't know what he was doing. But while he was waiting for police and firefighters to show up, of course, he hopped on Instagram to make a video of him sitting there on the side. And he felt like such a moron rolling it on the side. But the worst part was he's talking about, you know, when you get in a crash, does your radio still work? And I just pulled the audio because I thought it was the funniest thing here.
I'm wondering if the radio stays on when you get into a car accident. It does. And it just plays Drake.
So Drake was just going, Drake. And his car's sitting there totaled, and he's on his side. What a dork.
It's stuck on Drake.
Hold on, I want to hear one more time.
I'm wondering if the radio stays on when you get into a car accident. It does, and it just plays Drake.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I was like, why is that so funny? This poor kid just rolled his car and the radio's still blasting. That's good for us, though. You know, if somebody wrecks their car this morning, you can still hear us.
Lindsay said she had a hankering for ice cream, listen,
yeah,
much more forgivable than toast.
You go get that ice cream immediately.
She said was going through the drive-thru at a Dairy Queen at like 9:30 at night. There were some yellow poles guiding around a corner. Totally thought I was clear, but I wasn't. Took my driver's side mirror off.
Oh, no.
Had yellow paint scratches all over the driver's side of my car. She says, worst part was a DQ worker was taking out the trash and totally saw me do it. He came and picked my mirror up for me and handed it to me. It was very nice. I wrote back and I said, you know, I hope to God they gave her a free Blizzard.
Right. A free dilly bar. I'm going to get you a free dilly bar, ma'am. Sorry about your mirror.
Lori says that now she backed into somebody in her driveway, and I can understand this because I have tapped a bumper before, and we both have the same defense, is that nobody ever parked in the driveway. So if you're backing out of your garage and there's never a car behind you,
mm-hmm.
you don't even think twice about it.
At all. You just go for it.
It's muscle memory, right? You back out. And so if somebody suddenly is parked in the driveway behind you, so I'm going to say Lori gets a hall pass for that.
The other one, speaking of driveways, is I ran into the side of my parents' house. That was with another truck. I have issues with trucks.
That's
Maybe
right.
I should downsize to a Mini Cooper. But yeah, pulling into my parents' driveway because their driveway goes up the side of their house.
Yeah.
And I guess I was a little too close to the right. And man, I just scraped the house all the way down.
Yeah,
I had to have been in my 20s. Yeah. Whoops.
We got tons of texts we're going to try to get to. 303-691-1649, plus on the phone, here is Brian. Brian, what was the stupid thing you were doing?
Oh, geez. My buddy and I, we went camping. So as soon as we get out there, it's like it's raining. It's like, well, let me just grab my chainsaw out of the back. Let's make sure that it's up and running so we can get out and cut up some firewood. So I fire that bad boy up, and I'm thinking, it's like, well, I don't want to damage my camping equipment, so I go up high, and I dug the crap out of the roof.
Oh, no.
And I had the same feeling that Jeremy did. It's like, oh, what am I doing?
What did I do?
I just keep dragging it across. I'm like, that's, oh, my God.
Isn't that funny how your body, like, beautiful. Seizes up and you still hit the gas, no matter if it's your car or a chainsaw?
Oh, okay.
The
only thing,
Brian,
that would be better is if somebody had video of that. God, I wish they did.
So did you ever get that, like, repaired, or did you just leave it?
Leave it as a badge, maybe.
No, I got it fixed.
You got it fixed?
It was kind of stupid, because you got to tell your insurance what you do, and I'm like, I was stupid.
That's
a great point.
That's a great point.
Everyone has to. It's almost like the walk of shame, only it's the call of shame to your insurance company.
We should have opened this up.
What?
We should have opened this up to insurance agents just to call us about the things that people have jacked up and how they've done it. The stories have to be incredible.
God, that's funny. Brian.
You're funny.
Thanks for making us laugh, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Yeah,
let me give you another one that came in from John. He says, 1/4 of July, we were setting off fireworks, and one of them flew across the street and into my car because the driver's window was open. Thousands of dollars in damage from fire, smoke, and melted plastic. We got
another camping one from Jay.
Okay, do that.
Camping in Yellowstone, was backing my truck up so I could pack it to go home. Went too far, hit the barrier. It caused a mini landslide. A 2-ton rock fell onto my truck. So, he writes, I am stuck in Wyoming, no vehicle, no way to pack up the camping stuff, and I got a fine for damaging a national park.
Yep. Again, get a spotter. Get a spotter. Here's Gail. I put a bike carrier on the roof of my Subi. I guess I didn't install it properly. Had two bikes up top, hit the brakes on the highway. The rack and the bikes came flying off, smashing up my windshield and my hood. Oops. Love you, boys. Gail. Again, very embarrassing.
There's a bunch coming in. Let's take phone call again, though. Let's go back to the lines. Here's Loretta. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, you're in the spotlight. What was the dumb thing you did to damage your car?
Okay, well, I had a Ford F-150, and I was rushing up to Denver to meet my husband at a trade show and at a hotel, and so I get in there, and it's getting close to the end of the trade show, and people are coming out, and I see a parking spot, and so I take a left, and I drove the truck right onto a big boulder and damaged the transmission, and I couldn't move, and all these people are coming out totally embarrassed, waiting for the tow truck. And I get this knock on the window, and this girl says, I did that same thing about 2 hours ago.
Somebody yes. needs to move that rock.
You know what? That's the what's the big mall? I'm just blanking. The big mall out to, like, Golden area.
Oh, yeah, the Denver Mills Mall, right?
Yeah.
Mills.
Yeah.
Colorado Mills.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you go out to Colorado Mills, not in the little mall, but there's Barnes & Noble over there. And with that whole parking lot, it's kind of a funky parking lot getting to hang out. And they have, like you're talking about, Laura, they've got a big rock that's supposed to be, I guess, decorative at this intersection by the Barnes & Noble. We watched someone scrape through it, and then you could see on the rock multiple scrapes. It's like this thing has come. It's almost like, you know, how fighter pilots would paint the little things on the side of their plane for each, you know, enemy fighter they shot down. This rock had its own little notch system for all the cars that it's taken out over at Colorado Mills.
Oh, my God.
So, Loretta,
thanks, Loretta,
very much for the call. We're hearing from all sorts of people on text about the backing accidents.
A lot of backing issues. I got one from Carrie and Ron here. Carrie says, I spilled a Venti Caramel Frappuccino in my brand new Audi. On hot days, it smells like rotten milk. Really bad. Carrie. Ron says, I was taking my cat to the vet, and he really freaked out. I didn't have a cat carrier, so I just put him in the back seat. So freaked out that he was zipping all around the back and totally tore up the leather seats with his claws. That's from Ron. Get a cat carrier, Ron.
Kim says, dumbest car accident. Wrecked a car with my husband after we were married. I was backing up. I was tired from being in my classroom, cleaning out and arranging all day, and the car backed up. I kept hearing a crunch. That's a dead giveaway, yeah. Kim, by the way. She goes, and a lady on the sidewalk kept looking at me kind of weird. I ignored her. I backed the back quarter panel into a light pole. The whole time, while this lady on the sidewalk is just watching her. What? Why? What are you? What? What? What?
What? What? What?
Yeah, here we go. Now, remember, so far we've had going for toast, going for ice cream. Rick says, wanted to go buy a pound of hamburger.
Got a hankering for Sloppy Joe's or something?
It snowed, gave my car a little extra gas to look cool, kicking the back of the car out.
Yeah,
that's...
Oh, then the back end hit a curb.
Right rear wheel impacted, ripped the wheel, forced the rear axle to the left by 6 inches.
Yeah, for looking cool, man.
Trying to look cool in the snow.